Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Eliezer Eichhorn. Meseches Bava Basra has been sponsored in honor of Reb Shraga Feivel Siegfried.
This shiur is on Bava Basra, Daf Kufav. The Mishnayis earlier discussed the halacha on a selling lachaveria base kor offer, and he spoke at Mida Bechevel. In such a case, he means dafka exactly a base kor offer. And if he spoke at Hechase Ven Yeser, then he means more of a mechila, and ad reiver l'sa, a person means to be meichel. The Mishnah over here discusses the halach of b'simanav u'b'mitzarev. When he sells it, he gave over the exact simanav of which field he is discussing, and he gave over the mitzarev of the field. He spoke at the boundaries of the field. In such a case, the kavon is for more of a mechila, and the halach is pachis mishtus, anything less than a shtus. If the karka is less a shtus than the amount that was promised, in such a case, the lekerach is meichel, higiyu, and achtus, yenaka. If it's yesem mishtus, if the karka is missing more than a sixth of the amount of the karka that was promised, in such a case, as Yanaka, the Meicha has to return some of the money back to the Lekech. The Gemara brings a Machlekes, what is the halacha of exactly a shtus itself? The Gemara brings, Itmar Huna Amar Shtus is Kepachis Mishtus. Exactly a shtus has the halacha of a Pachis Mishtus, and there is a Mechila. And if Yehuda Amar Shtus is Kiyesim Mishtus, the halacha of exactly a shtus has the din of Yesim Mishtus, and in such a case, the Meicha has to return to the Lekech some of his money. The Rishaynim explained by Men Nechelku, Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda, why does Rav Huna say the halach is shtus is kepachis mishtus, and according to Rav Yehuda, the halach is shtus is kiyesem mishtus. Taisis brings in ready that there's a need in the Rishaynim. What is the girsa in our Mishnah? Our girsa that we have is pachis mishtus is higiyu. If it's less than a shtus, in such a case, the kavan is from mechila, and it's mashmadafka less than a shtus. And yesh form, Taisis brings that we're gave is pachis shtus. If it was less a shtus, and over there it's mashma, if it was less exactly a shtus, in such a case it's mechila, and a shtus atzma is also included in the mechila, it will be mashma like a vuna that a shtus is kepachis mishtus. And Taisis explains, according to this firm, that a garsi, pachis shtus higiyu, that a shtus itself also is included in the mechila. We have Yehuda who holds that a shtus is kiyesa mishtus would be mefarish, the kavan of the mishta means pachis shtus, if it was pichis up until a shtus, and ad v'lay ad b'chlal, in such a case is higiyu, and it means only less than a shtus, in such a case there's a mechila. Rajva brings b'shem a raivir that Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda gufo were being chaylik also in the gifts of the Mishnah. Rav Huna had the gifts in the Mishnah of pachis shtus higiyu, that even exactly a shtus also is included in the mechila, that shtus is kepachis mishtus. And Rav Yehuda had the gifts in the Mishnah of pachis mishtus higiyu, that anything less than a shtus is a mechila, but a shtus itself, shtus is kiyasa mishtus, that a chilik in the gersoy is also. And the Ravid is mefash, by menechilku Rav Huna of Yehuda, this, why was he gairis in the Mishnah pachis shtus, and he was gairis in the Mishnah pachis mishtus? So the Ravid, they were arguing whether or not ad v'ad bechlal or ad v'lay ad bechlal. The Mishnah tells us ad shtus yenake up until a shtus, to make meichas to give the lekech back the money. And Rav Huna held ad v'lay ad bechlal, but a shtus itself, the meicha does not have to give the lekech back the money. The halacha is that a shtus is kepachis mishtus. And Rav Yehuda held when the Mishnah says ad shtus yenake, it's ad v'ad bechlal, a shtus also is included in this halacha of yenake. The haynu, the halacha is that a shtus is kiyesa mishtus, there's also a halacha of yenake. And the Rajba is matcha, this that the Ravid says, there's a machlekes in the gersois between Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda. And the Rajba is mefarish to machlekes Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda, also in the diktik of the lashon of the Mishnah. But he says the gifts in the Mishnah is pachis shtus higiyu, not pachis mishtus, anything less than a shtus. The halacha is pachis shtus higiyu, anything less a shtus is already the halacha of mechila, if one sells a sada b'simanav u'b'mtzarav. And Dr. Rajba, the machlekes Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda is whether or not the Mishnah is referring to the midah. If the karka that he is selling is pachis shtus, it's a shtus less, in such a case there's a mechila, and then it would come out saying that like Rav Huna, that a shtus is kepachis mishtus. And if Yehuda held, when we say pachis shtus higiyu, we're not referring to the midah, we're referring to the tos. If the amount that was mistaken was pachis shtus, dahainu, the amount that was mistaken was less than a shtus, in such a case the halacha is higiyu, and therefore being that if Yehuda held, when we say pachis shtus, we're not referring to the karka that was pachis mishtus, it was pachis shtus, meaning he was a sixth less in the karka itself. We're referring to the tos, we're referring to the mistake that he made. The mistake that he made was less than a shtus, in such a case is a giyu. May the view holds that a shtus is kiyesim ishtus, and a shtus atzma is not included in this that the Mishnah says a giyu. Hakoponim, the Rajba and the Ravid are both understanding this that the machlekes Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda are being mechlek in a diik in the lashon of the Mishnah. Is the Mishnah mashma that a shtus atzma is kiyesim ishtus, or the Mishnah mashma that a shtus atzma is kepachis mishtus? The Adema says that machlekes and Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda is a machlekes in Svara. So the Adema, being that in our case he sold it b'simanav u'b'mitzarev and it's mashma mechila, but they did speak out that they're selling a base koffer, they spoke out a measurement, and that's mashma kpeda. So there's a mashmois in the lashonim of a kpeda, and there's a mashmois of the lashon of a mechila. Remember, we have to mishaya. What was the shear that they meant to be meichler up until which year, and up after which year is they already expected that they did not mean to be meichler? And zok the other mats mistaveti mukim the shear should be telling the shurim of ayna. When one is selling metaltan lachaveri, the halacha is when one sells metaltan to his friend up until a shtus is a mechila, a shtus atzma is konu machzor ayna, and a yesem shtus is already a bitter mekach. The entire mekach is bottle. Mimela, even though by karkois, the Rashbam speaks out in our Mishnah, there is no halacha of Eino, the halacha is Eino no le karkois, and the shiurim of our Mishnah that we say shtus is not the shiur shtus mentioned by Mechiris Metaltalin, that up until the shtus is a Mechilin, the shtus atzme is kona machs of Eino. But when you come welcome to the Adama, being that in our case there's a mashmois of a loshen of a kpeda, and there's a mashmois of a loshen of a Mechilin, mistoma the shiurim that they meant with the shiurim of Eino that we find by Eino's Metaltalin. And the machlokes of Huna and Yehuda is to which case is this similar? Which case of by the case of karka and one was pachas from the karka, the amount that they made up? Is it similar to the case of a shtos atzma where it's kona machs right now? Or is it similar to the case of a yesem mishtos with the halach is bitter mekach? Rav Yehuda held it similar to the case of a shtos atzma, just like by mechias metaltman by a shtos atzma is kona machs right now. So too, when it comes to the karkois, in our case it's kona machs right now. The mekach is not becoming bottle. In our case, the mekach is kayim, only tiyanaka, the mekach is to give back to the lekeach some of the money. So mele, it's similar to the case of by mechiris metaltlin of a shtus atzme, where it's kono machs reino, so too the shir mistom over here, where it's a kono machs reino, should also be a shtus atzme, and therefore a shtus is kiyesa mishtus, and anything less than a shtus is a mechila, just like by metaltlin, less than a shtus is a mechila, but a shtus atzme is kono machs reino, just like we find by metaltlin, the aloch is kono machs reino, mistom, that was the das over here also, that should be by a shtus atzme, kono machs reino. And if Huna held that it's more similar to the case of a yesem mishtus of a bitul mekach, being that over here they meant that the karka was less than a beis kor, there was no mechira bechlal. This that the mechir is returning the money to the lekeach is betayvus mekach tos. The mele it's more similar to the case of a yesem mishtus by mechiras metaltan, which is the halach is that it's a mekach tos and it's not a mechira bechlal. And therefore, mistomer the das was that the shear of the chiluk when we should say yenake should be totally in the shear of a mekach tos of metaltan, being that the shear over there is by yesem mishtos, who then over here also a yesem mishtos is considered the mechira never happened, and the mechira has to return the moist to the lekeach of the yesem mishtos. But al koponim, it's dafka yesem mishtos, a shtos atzmo, where it comes to mechiras metaltan, it is a mechira, we don't say it's a bitul mekach over there, mistomer the das of here was for mechila, the mele revuna holds a shtos is kepachis mishtos, that is also included in the mechila, and it's dafka on a yesem mishtos, there we say that halacha should be enacted. The Gemara and Af Kuvav Amud Beis being Zebraisa, Tanya Reb Yisiyemir, Achin Shecholku, brothers that are dividing up the Yerusha, Kivin Sha'olo, Goyril Le'echad Mehen, the Halacha is, Ak the Braisa, Konu Kulam. Once the Goyril, one of the brothers gets his Chelik through a Goyril, the Braisa gives the Halacha of Konu Kulam. And Dr. Braisa, my time, Dr. Gemara, my time, Amr Reb Elazar, Ketchilas Eretz Yisrael. Just like by Eretz Yisrael, the Tchilas Eretz Yisrael, the Chalukah was done through a Goyril. Over here also, the Chalukah with a Goyril is a form of Kinyan, and therefore the Halacha is Konu Kulam. The Gemara asks a question, Imala Alon, who was done with a kalpi and uum vitumim, afkan be kalpi v'um vitumim, so therefore the girl should not pay a kinyin. And the maskon of the Gemara is the Merashi, that a reason why over here the girl was considered a kinyin, bahu anodi katsaisi la adodi, gammi umakni la adodi. With this, I know that they're all listening to each other, there's, I know that each one has that they're dividing it up, there's saisi la adodi, and through this, I know there are gammi umakni, there's a gemir's das to be makni, and that's the kinyin of given to Allah, girl echemayim, the Allah is konukulam. There's a machlekes in the Rishonim. What's this halacha? The Braisa says, konu kulam. What does it mean that they are all koine as soon as one brother gets his chedek through the gairul? The Rashbam is mefarish konu kulam. What the Braisa means to say is the brother who got his chedek, he is koine his chedek through the gairul. And it's a kinya for all the other brothers, and none of the other brothers can ma'ar that they want to get this chedek. There's a kinyan through all the brothers together right now that this brother who got the gairul, Yizaych and his chedek, and all the other brothers are masalik chelkum from this chedek that the brother got. But there is no kinyan whatsoever being against the other brothers in regard to the karka that's left over. The rest of the karka, there was no kinyan made. And all the other brothers together still have a tvusas abayis. They still own all this karka together. The Rashba brings the second shita. The Rashba holds that this that we say, konu kulam, the brother that the gairul was Allah b'chelka, he is kaina his chelek. And as soon as he's kaina his chelek through his gairul, all the other brothers also a kinyan is created. A kinyan is created that they have to divide it up with a gairul. They can't choose any other form or way of dividing up the karka. Once they make up the divided begayril, and the gayril was Allah b'chelik shel echad me'am, that's a kinyan on all the other brothers, and all the other brothers now have to divide it up begayril, the gayril has to continue to divide up the chelik of the rest of the karka for all the other brothers. And that's what the braisa means when it says, konu kulam, a kinyan is created for all the brothers that they have to divide it up begayril. There is a third pirish to be megashes mefarish. This that the Brisa says kana kulam. We are discussing a form of goyel. Then not each brother is going to go take a piece of paper to decide which chelik should be his. They lift the mashal. There are four brothers. They divided the sod into four parts, and the oldest brother or whichever brother they decide on goes to pick out which chelik should be his. And kivan sha'ola agayil bi'arechad me'am, they made up that as soon as he gets his chelik, if he say the taldoisim, they'll go in age order and each brother will get a karka samach lekarka oisim. So if he gets the second karka, then the second brother will get the third karka, and then the third brother will get the fourth karka, and the fourth brother will get the first piece of karka. Me'melo as kivan sha'ola agayil bi'arechad me'am, the chiddush of konu kulam, zok de braisa, as soon as one brother goes in his zeich and his chelik, all the other brothers are zeich bechelkam. Hagam, they didn't do any maisa kinyan bechlal, being that the way they made up the goyvel was that as soon as one is zeich in his chelek, the next brother will get the karka asamuch loy v'chulu v'chulu. Me'mele zakter b'raisa kivin she'ola agayil b'yad echad me'am, that's already a kinyan for all the brothers, and all the other brothers are zeich bechelgum. I feel without making a maisa kinyan, the goyvel is mehani, even the goyvel she'ola b'yad arishin is mehani, a kinyan for all the other brothers. They all zeich bechelgum legamri in the oifen that they made up to do such a goyvel that all the other brothers will take the karka asamuch to the brother that was zeich in his chelek already. A koponim, the mashmois of the braisa is that achin shecholku, as soon as the goyvel is olu b'yodish al echad me'am, it's already kono kulam, they do not have to make a special ma'ase kinyan. The braisa is mashmafi without a ma'ase kinyan, as soon as the mevar, the chalokum of which chelik should go to which brother, that already by itself is a ma'ase kinyan. And the Rashbam in the Vemaskal Achin Shecholku speaks out who then when it comes to Shutfin. If Shutfin make a chaluka through a goyrol, it's also konrai de the goyrol. They do not have to make a special maisa kinyan. As soon as the mevar, the chedek through the maisa goyrol, that itself is enough to say which chedek should go to which Shutf. They do not have to make a special maisa kinyan. And either Shutf can be chayzer as soon as it's Allah a goyrol, yodah shalachad me'am. And the Bachanan in Kaibichiyum in Aisyat Ches and Aisyat Ches asks from the Gemara in Dav Gimel Amad Aleph. The Gemara of Gimel Amud Aleph is Mevur, even after the Shutfin of Mevar, which Chelik should go to which Shutf, they have to make a Kinyan of Chazak on the Karka in order to be Goymer the Chalukas HaShutfin. It's Mevur that when Shutfin divide up a Karka and they want a Mevar, which Chelik should go to which Shutf, even after the Mevar, the Chalukim, Afilu Hachi, the Shutfin still have to make a Maisa Kinyan in order to be Goymer the Chaluka. From the command of Kavavim and based on this brisa that says Kivin Shaolah will be other shalechad me'am, it's konu kulam, and they do not need a special ma'aseh kinyan. And the Bachanan gives two terutzim. The first terutz the Bachanan gives, the Bachanan answers that our sugya is going with the mandam yesh bera. The reason why in our sugya we say Kivin Shaolah will be other shalechad me'am, it's already konu kulam, is because our sugya is yesh bera, and therefore as soon as it's the mevar the chelik that this brother, this was really the chelik that felt in Yerusha b'shas misa saviyim. Being that we say Yesh Beira, this was the schus that he has, we know that this that it fell by Yerusha Metchila was this chelik, therefore he doesn't have to make a special Maisa Kinyan. As soon as he mevar his chelik, it becomes his memela, being that there was a schus that he got, Bishas Yerusha, Bishas Mises Aviv, and that schus is the Kinyan that makes this karka is right now, as soon as he mevar his chelik. Mashaykin, the Gemara in Daf Gimel, the Gemara that says that Shutfin Shacholku have to make a Maisa Kinyan is going with the Mandama Eim Beira. And with the Mandama Eim Beira, Bishas Mises Aviv, they got the schus altogether to own the karka. And now, because they want to be divided up, they have to make another ma'aseh kinyan to split it up from each other, as if each one is making a ma'aseh lekuchas, one from another. And therefore, in such a case, they have to make a ma'aseh kinyan, being that we say in Braver, and that's why the Gemara Dav Gimel says, Bashutfin Shecholku, even after the Mevar the Chalokim, they have to make a ma'aseh kinyan in order to be going with the Chaluka. Now, the Chalan gives a second teretz. Now, the Chalan says that the case of our Brison, the Avkubavam Abbez, is discussing a chotzah sheyeshba kidei Chaluka. So being that the chotzer is yeshba kidei chaluka, and each brother has a chelik in this karka, the mele, once you mevar the chalukim, you don't need a special ma'aseh kinyan. As soon as you mevar your chelik, of which chelik is yours, the karka was oimid lechalik, and being that the karka was oimid lechalik, as soon as you mevar which chelik he gets, he's already kain his karka, kivin sha'ola agayu liyadeh shalecha me'am, it's kanu kulam. Mashiachin, the Gemara in Daf Gimel is discussing a chotzer sheyeshba kidei chaluka. So the Bachanim by a Chotash Eimu Kedei Chaluka, I feel if Shutfin want to divide up a Chotash Eimu Kedei Chaluka, they can't just do it in a Mela. Being that there's not Kedei Sada for each Shutif, the Shutfis wasn't in such an Eifin that it's Eimid Lichalik, that each one has his own Schus. The entire Shutfis is that they own it together. And in such a case, if they want to divide it up, they have to make a Kinyan from each other to buy from each other the Karka each half that they're dividing up. Being that the Shutfis wasn't in such an Eifin that it's Eimid Lichalik, that each one has a Karka Bifnei Atma in the Shutfis, in such a case, you have to make a ma'aseh kinyan in order to buy from each other, in order to divide up the sadeh. Therefore, the Gemara Daf Kuvav says, "Kiven she'olah agel biyadei shel echad mehem is kanu kulam," because the chotzer she'esh b'kedei chalukah, each shutif has a sodah shleima inside the shutvis. All they have to do is mevayah the chalakim. Mashekin, the Gemara Daf Gimel is discussing a chotzer she'esh b'kedei chalukah, and in such a case, they have to make a ma'izakin in order to divide, in order to buy the karka one from another. If Shmuel and Shui, if Shmuel asks on a machon and he's mechiach with kamerayis, that even by a chotzer she'esh b'kedei chalukah, it's not that the shutvis they own this karka together. Each one has an ownership in the karka separate from one another, and over there also the ma'isa being chelikit is not a ma'isa kinyan, it's a ma'isa chaluka. And if the halacha by a chotzer she'esh b'kedei chaluka is even without a ma'isa kinyan, can be koyin as Dr. Shmuel who adin by a chotzer she'esh b'kedei chaluka also it would not require ma'isa kinyan. And when kevi mechalak the chiluk between daf gimel and daf kuvav is whether or not it's a chotzer she'esh b'kedei chaluka and a chotzer she'esh b'kedei chaluka. The etzema anocha we are making that there's a mashmois in the brace of achin shecholku once it's Allah agoril yodish al echomeh and it's konu kulum afil without a maisa kinyin, and therefore with him by shutfin also shutfin shecholku as soon as the goyril is olul yodish al echomeh and it's konu afil without a maisa kinyin l'choyr is a machlikis harishayin. The Torah in Choshem Mishpat in Semen Kufay and Gimel brings the halacha by Abraisa b'negeh shutfin. The Torah brings that im cholku begoyril achas sha'ola agoril echomeh and it's niskaima achaluka. As soon as the goyvel is olal liyodeh shel echomeh, it's mashma afil without ma'isa kinyan. Also, it's niskaima chaluka. And the Torah then brings the tshuva to Rosh, and the Rosh in the tshuva is mashma that it's dafka after the goyvel if they made a ma'isa kinyan. In such a case, it's niskaima chaluka. But without a ma'isa kinyan, they could still back out of this that the goyvel is mevar which chelik to go, should go to which shotif. The shotif can still back out because man the ma'isa kinyan was not made. The Beis Yosef in Bedek Abayis is medayik that it's mashma from the Torah that the Tshuva Sarosh is being chaylik on the mashmois of what the Torah paskened earlier that kivan sha'olah agoril liyodah shel echomeh it's niskaima chaluka afilu without a ma'isa kinyan. And can there it's a machlikas of Rishonim whether or not the goyril is mehani afilu without a ma'isa kinyan. The Yesh Mefoshim, this is also a machlikas, the Rambam and the Ravid. This divya arrived as tumois in Perek Beis in the Cheshchenim Halacha Yer Aleph. The Rambam paskins the Halacha of our Gemara that Achin Shecholku v'Osu b'nei and Goyrol Kivan Sheola Goyrol Echad Mehem is Konu Kulam. And Dr. Rambam, the Pshad is that it's Bahia. Know that it's Nasis Lem Sheshamu Zemizeh. That this that the Maskona of Rashi that they would Saisi Adodi Bahia. Know the Gomru Makni Adodi. The Ravid is Masik on the Ramam, and the Ravid says, Oma Avram, loy nischavu dvorov, the dvorim of the Ramam are not correct, loy nischavu dvorov. The Magen Mishnah is Tom on the Ravid, he says he does not understand what's the Ravid being Masik on the Ramam. The Ramam is just paskening our Gemara. What is the Ravid coming to be Masik by saying loy nischavu dvorov? The Lechem Mishnah and Reb Chaim in Hilchos Shechinim are mefarish that the Ravid is being Masik on the Ramam, this that the Ramam leaves out that the Achan have to make a Maisa Kinyan. Zokta lecha Mishnah, the Ravid holds like the Tshuvas Arosh, and the Ravid holds that in order for the girl to be mehani, that it should be kind of kulam, it's only if the brothers make a ma'isekinyan to be kind of the chelik. But without a ma'isekinyan, the brother, even if it's Allah, agar liyodah shel echomeh, we don't say the halach of kind of kulam. Therefore, when the Rambam paskens that I feel without a ma'isekinyan, but here I know that saisi adodi, it's kind of kulam, Zokta Ravid lein yischav udvar, because the Ravid holds like the Tshuvas Arosh, that it's difficult with a ma'isekinyan that we say it's niskaima achaluka. Only the Lechem Mishnah asks, according to the Tshuvas Arosh, and the way he's being mefarish, according to the Ravid that we say, even either the Goyril, they still have to make a Ma'isa Kinyan in order to be Mekayim the Chaluka. What does the Brice mean when it says, Achin Shecholku, once it's Allah, a Goyril, Echemem, is Konu Kulam? What does it mean it's Konu Kulam, Lechem, if they still have to make a Ma'isa Kinyan, B'negia? What are we saying that it's Konu Kulam? Is the Kinyan being created, either the Goyril? So the Lechem Mishnah, when the Brice says Konu Kulam, the Brice doesn't mean it's a full Kinyan, like the Ashbam says, that they can't be Chayze Bechlal. Dr. Lechem Mishnah, we say kanukulam, we mean that it's like a loshen of leichazeku kni. It's they don't have to speak out afterwards leichazeku kni. As soon as the goyvel is olal liyodeh shel echomeh, the halacha is that as soon as one of the brothers goes and makes a ma'isa kinyan based on the goyvel, then it's kanukulam, and the halacha is that they can't be chayzer. We do not say that it's kanukulam miyad b'shas the goyvel, only they can't be, it's kilu, they said leichazeku kni, that if he goes and makes a ma'isa kinyan, then it's kanukulam, and the brothers can't be chayzer anymore. Kivin Shaallah Gavil Yodish Alechamam Kanu Kulam Dainu it's a kilo and amir of Lechazeku Kni that the brothers can't be chayz after he goes and makes a ma'isa kinyan. Rabbi Chanan and Kaibit Shiurim is mefarish that the Ravid understood our brisa of Adet Kivin Shaallah Gavil Yodish Alechamam is Kanu Kulam it's a ma'isa kinyan. Even without a ma'isa kinyan, the Gavil creates the Chalukah, without a ma'isa kinyan, it's Kanu Kulam. So Rabbi Chanan only the Ravid and the Tshuva Sarah showed that this brisa is only a libid the Mandelma Yesh Breyer. Only according to the Man Devar Yesh Breira do we say that we don't need a Maisa Kinyan, being that it's Yesh Breira, and this is Mevar, this is what was Chaltim B'Yerusha, Meili doesn't need a Maisa Kinyan, where Mevar, this is his Chalak, and a Feltim B'Yerusha Meikor, and he doesn't have to make a Maisa Kinyan to be kind of his Chalak. But being that we Paskin Ein Breira, Dr. Ivan and Dr. Chuvus Arash, we Paskin Ein Breira, therefore they hold, and the Dan, you have to make a Maisa Kinyan, and we don't say, Kivan Sha'Allah, Agaril Yodah Shalachim Yam Karnakulam. It comes that I've added the Mashmois of the Bryce is correct. That I've added the Mashmois of the Bryce is that even without a Maisa Kinyan is Kona Kulam, only we hold Aim Braver, and therefore the Rivet is Masik on the Ramel and is Chavru Dvarov, and the Rivet holds one has to make a Maisa Kinyan, being that we hold Aim Braver, therefore the Allah, therefore one has to make a Maisa Kinyan in order to be Kona Kulam. Reb Chaim in Hilchishchenim is Moisif on this Pirish, and Reb Chaim also holds that it's totally if you hold Aim Braver or you hold Yesh Braver, that if you hold Yesh Braver, one does not have to make a Maisa Kinyan, if you hold Aim Braver, one does have to make a Maisa Kinyan. And if Chaim is mefarish that Tosis and Baba Kama and Daf Peiches says that when it came to Chalukas Eretz Yisrael, afilu l'man d'yomer ein breira is maskim yisei yesh breira. When it comes to Chalukas Eretz Yisrael, l'kuli alma d'aloch is yesh breira. And Meila in our Gemara, we're learning it from Chalukas Eretz Yisrael. By Chalukas Eretz Yisrael, the aloch was yesh breira. Therefore, over there, the aloch is kivan sh'Allah agayri liyoda shal echa mehem it's konu kulam, being that we say yesh breira, one does not need more of a ma'isa kinyan. As soon as it's mevar, the chalakam idea, the gayril, he's already konu kulam, they're all kind, and one does not need an extra ma'isa kinyan. But that's all by Chalukas Eretz Yisrael, where we say yesh breira. Manshenkin l'didan, if we hold yesh breira, then we can learn from Eretz Yisrael. But if we hold Aim Breira, then we can't learn out from Chalukas Eretz Yisrael, and therefore the halacha should be the one has to make a Maisa Kinyan. The male of the Ravid being Masik on the Rambam, in fact, the Ravid on the Rambam, L'chayu L'didan, one should have to make a Maisa Kinyan. So, Dr. Abchaim, this Machoikas, the Rambam and the Ravid is totally in the Girsa of the Teretz of the Gemara. There's a Chiluk in the Rishonim, I have had to be Gervis, the Teretz of Ravashi. The Girsa we have Lefonenu is Om Ravashi, Bahu Anod, the Katsaisi La Adodi, is Gammi, Umakni Adodi. The gears we have is without the Lashon Elod, the gears of the Ashbam, that we're not Gavis Elod, and if Ashi just being Mepharish, that we could still learn out from Chalukas Eretz Yisrael. Hagam, the Gemara has a Kasha, that by Eretz Yisrael it was Bekalpi of Vitumim, and by us we don't have a Kalpi, we don't have an Vitumim. Zoktev Ashi, being that is Ahi Anod, the Katsaisi Adodi, in such a case, Behi Anod, Gomro Makni Adodi, and if you add a Kalpi and Vitumim, we could learn out from Chalukas Eretz Yisrael that a Gavril is kind of. And we will be mefarish Bez Hashem later in the shiur exactly how the Gemara is answering the kasha of Kalfi Be'um Vitumim with this that Bahi Anod the Katsaisi Adodi is Gomu Makni Adodi. But Al-Kaponim were not Gairis Elo, the Gemara is continuing to learn out from Chalukas Eretz Yisrael, and the Gemara is saying, being that Bahi Anod the Katsaisi Adodi, even with Erech Kalfi and Vitumim, we can learn out from Chalukas Eretz Yisrael. And the Ravid held that we're not Gairis the Lashon of Elo Mervashi, and if we're still learning out from Chalukas Eretz Yisrael, Memelech Dafke Yod Yesh Breira, then you can learn out from Chalukas Eretz Yisrael that the girl is Mahani Afil without a Kenyan. But the Didan that we hold Aim Breira, Dr. Ravid, you still have to make a Maisa Kenyan. Memelech is Masik on the Ramam and he says, Loinus Chavu Dvarv. Mashenkin, the Ramam was Gairis Elo Mervashi. The Ravashi was saying a new turret. Well, Bechalal not learning out from Chalukas Eretz Yisrael. Elo Mervashi, there's a new Kenyan of Ahi Anod, the Katsaisi Adodi, it's Gomri or Makni Adodi. Memela, being that there's a new limud from Ahi Anod, the Katsaisi Adodi, that it's Gomri or Makni Adodi, we're not learning up from Chalukas Eretz Yisrael. And this is a filo according to the Man Domer, Aim Breira also, this is a Maisa Kenyan that it's Saisi Adodi, and therefore the Allah of the Bryce is Kivan Shaolah, Agoyri Liyodi Shalechomayam, is Konu Kulam, that itself is a Maisa Kenyan, and the Mashmois of Bryce is a few without a Maisa Kenyan. The Gairil itself is the Maisa Kenyan, and being that we're not learning from Chalukas Eretz Yisrael, it's only because they're being Tzaisi Adodi, but he knows, Gomor Makni Adodi, I feel according to the Man Domer, Aim Breira also, I feel the Didanari Paskin Aim Breira, one does not need a Maisa Kenyan, the male, the Ramam leaves out this that they have to be kinder, and the Ramam Paskin, I feel without a Maisa Kenyan also, Kivan Shaolah, Gairil, the other Shalachim, Yam is Konu Kulam. Our Kopanim, he said over the Chuvus Arash, that this that we say the Gairil is Mahani, and once it's Olal, the Echad, Yam is Konu Kulam, is Dafka with a Maisa Kenyan afterwards. And the Mashmois of the Braisa and the Rashbam is Mefarish the Braisa, that it's a field of Adam Isaac Kinyan, the girl is Mahani for Chalukas Ha'achin and Chalukas Ha'ashutvin. And we said over the Lacha Mishnah, Rab Chaim HaMefarish, this is the Kavan of the Ravid when it's being Masik on the Rambam. The Ravid is being Masik on this, that the Rambam is Mashmit, that one has to make a Isaac Kinyan, the Rambam is Mashma, a field of Adam Isaac Kinyan, the girl is Mahani, and the Ravid is saying when it's Chavu Dvar, because the Ravid holds one has to make a Isaac Kinyan. And the Lacha Mishnah is Mefarish that the Ravid in the Chuvus Arash hold the Braisa means that only after the Maisa Kinyan is Konu Kulam, it's once it's Olo Le'echot Mehem, at that point it's Kilu, they said Le'chazeku Kni, and Memela, that brother can go make a Maisa Kinyan, and as soon as he makes the Maisa Kinyan, all the other brothers can't be Chayzer. But the Kavan of the Braisa Guf is with the Maisa Kinyan, the Gairil is like a Le'chazeku Kni. We said over Reb Chaim and Reb Chanan on Mefarish that the Braisa really means a field without a Maisa Kinyan, like the Mashmois of the Braisa is Kon Nekulim without a Maisa Kinyan. Only the Braisa is going, if you hold Yesh Beira, Memela, if you say Yesh Beira, even without a Kinyan, the girl is Mehani to Mevara the Chelik. Mashenkin, the Ravid is being Masak, Lididan, that we say Aim Beira, being that we hold Aim Beira, if one should have to make a Maisa Kinyan, Memela, the Ravid is being Masak, Lenishavu Dorv, that a Tafka with a Maisa Kinyan, one that's Mehani, the girl, but without a Maisa Kinyan, the girl is not Mehani. Then we said over there, Reb Chaim is mefarish that it's totally whether or not we're goyus in the maskonas haGemara Amr Rav Ashi or El Amr Rav Ashi. If we're goyus Amr Rav Ashi and the Gemara is still in the gap from Chalukas Eretz Yisrael, and my Chalukas Eretz Yisrael Tosis and Baba Kama says that Lekuli Yama we say Yesh Breira. So being that we hold Aim Breira, we cannot learn that from Chalukas Eretz Yisrael, and the sugi will be dafka leliba the Mount Yama Yesh Breira, but the Dan that Aim Breira is like the rival, one has to make a Maisa Kinyan. My Shengin, the Raman was Gerus El Omer Vashi, and it was a new Teretz of the Gemara. We're not learning it from Chalukas Eretz Yisrael, but here I know the Katsaisi Adodi is a Maisa Kinyan, and I feel without making another Maisa Kinyan, the Gerul itself is Mavar, each one's Chelik, and it's Kona Kulam without a Maisa Kinyan. But this is all according to the Pirish of the Achrenim that being Mefarish, the Asog of the Ravid, that the Ravid being Masak on the Raman, and the Ravid holds one has to make a Maisa Kinyan. And Mr. Zalman in Evan Ozul is Mefarish, the Machlikas, the Raman, and the Ravid by Fanacher. We mentioned earlier the sheet of the Rima Gash and Rima Farish, this that the Braisa says Konukulam, the Magam Mishnah quotes this Pirish of the Rima Gash, that this that the Braisa says Konukulam is discussing a case that they made up originally, that they divided the Sod into four parts, and the first brother comes and he's Neitel Gairoli to get his Chelek, as soon as he's Eich and his Chelek, all the other brothers, Kifi Seder Tal Daisen, are going to be Neitel a Chelek next to this brother. If he took the Gairol and he was Eich in the second Chelek, the next brother gets the third chelik, and the next brother gets the fourth chelik, and the final brother gets the first chelik. It's going to get some chelik if you say the Taldaisan. So the Evan Ozel, it's Mashkan, the Rambam holds like this Pirush of the Vimagash. The Rambam's Lashon in Seifa Aloch is Ba'anosh and Nasislem, Shashamu Zemizet, Lidover Sheskimo Olav, Gomer Kolechem, and Umakna Lachaveri. Zok the Rambam, the Rambam is Moisif on the Lashon of the Gemara. And I know that was Nasis that the Shamu Zelazel le Dover Sheskimo Olav. Zok the Mr. Zalman, what's the Dover Sheskimo Olav? It's Mashman like the Pirish of the Vimagash that they were masking that each brother will take Samach to the Chelik of the one who's Neutel Gairoloi. Memela, as soon as he takes the Gairol, it's Konakulam. Even the other brothers that weren't Neutel Gairol are also Kaina Ide, the Gairol of Ishoin, that he takes his Gairol, it's Zachul Kulam, and nobody can be Chazar Ide Netilas HaGairol. So Dr. Mr. Zalman, on this, the Ravid is being masik. This that the Rambam holds that it's Konu Kulam Aidei, the Rishon who takes his Geirul, all the other brothers are Zeicha also. The Ravid is being masik. The Ravid holds like the Pirish of the Ashbam, that it's Dafka, the brother who's Neutel Geirul, Loi, he's Zeicha in his Chelik, but the other brothers still own it together, and each brother would still have to make a Maisakin on his Chelik. It's only Konu Kulam that they can't be Chayzer from this, that the brother took the Chelik that he was Zeicha in. The mail of the Ravid is being masik on this that the Rambam was not Mefarish Yeser, and the Rambam didn't speak out. What's the halacha if there's more than one brother, if there are three brothers or four brothers? The Rambam is not Mefarish. What's the halacha when one brother takes his Geirul? What's the halacha of the other brothers? Zok the Ravid in his Chavu Dor, because the other brothers still have to make their own Maisa Kinyan or make their own Geirul. The Rambam holds that as soon as the first brother was Zeich in his Chelek, all the other brothers are Zachul Kulam, and the halacha is Kana Kulam, and therefore the Rambam was Seisim and only spoke out a case of the one brother took his Chelek without speaking out. What's the halacha if there are three brothers or four brothers? Because the Rambam holds in that case also it's Zachul Kulam, all the brothers are Zeich, Aidei, the Netilas HaGeirul Shel Echad Mehen. The Gemara explains this halacha that Achin Shecholku, Kivin Shalom Geirul Le'echem Mehen is Kana Kulam. The Gemara explains, My time on Rebeloza Kitchilas Eretz Yisrael. Just like by the Chaluk of Eretz Yisrael was done by Geirul, Afkan, one can be Chalik of Yerusha by Geirul. In fact, the Gemara Akashi Malalon Bekalpi Ve'um Ve'tumim, Afkan Bekalpi Ve'um Ve'tumim. Just like by Chalukas Eretz Yisrael, it was done with a Kalpi and it was done with Neder Urim Ve'tumim, it was done using the Urim Ve'tumim. So too an Achin Acholku, which can only be a Kinyan if one is using a Kalpi and a Urim Vitumim. And the Gemara needs a Pirish. What's the Pshat? The Gemara is saying there's a Mailin Chalukas Eretz Yisrael because it's done by Kalpi Urim Vitumim. Why is that a reason that we cannot learn after Eretz Yisrael to say that every girl by Achin that are dividing up Yerusha should be able to be Kaina? The Yadir Mazik Yerson, the Gemara asked, Imab Eretz Yisrael was by Kalpi Urim Vitumim Ube Maimid Kol Yisrael. Not only the Gemara is asking from this that it was done by Kalpi Vum Vitumim, but also it was done by Maimid Kol Yisrael. That's another reason why we cannot learn out from the Chaluk of Eretz Yisrael that it was done by Geirul, that who had did all Kinyanim, all Chalukas Ha'achin, that are coming to be Chaluk of Yerusha, it could be done by Geirul. The Gemara is asking, it's Shani Eretz Yisrael, it was done by Kalpi Vum Vitumim, but by Maimid Kol Yisrael. On this that the Gemara is Moisif, not only the Gemara asks from Umvetumim and according to the other Gemara is asking from Maimid Kol Yisrael, but the Gemara also asks from this that the Goyel was done by Kalfi. What does the Gemara mean with this Pircha that Mava Eretz Yisrael was done by Kalfi, so we shouldn't be able to learn out to the Chalukah Sa'achim when they are dividing up a Yerusha? The Rimegash brings three Pirushim on this that the Gemara is Moisif by Kalfi for Umvetumim. The first chat Rimegash says is that it's Lav Dafka by Kalfi, and the Gemara's Ike Pircha is from this that it was done with Umvetumim. Maybe Dafka when it's Bifnei Umvetumim and using the Umvetumim, in such a case the girl is Mevar, the Chelik of Kolechot Ve'echor, and different one does not need a Kinyan, the girl itself is Kaina. Mashekim, when it comes to Chalukas Achen, without the Umvetumim, in such a case, we cannot say the girl should be Kaina, being that there is no Umvetumim. But this that the Gemara's Moisef Kalfi is Lav Dafka, and it's only Agav the Umvetumim. In the second shot, the Rimegash is Mefarish, the Gemara means to ask, maybe it's Dafka, the Eifen of the girl that's done with the Kalfi. It's only if one takes a kalfi and puts all the papers inside and then each person comes and picks out a paper, such a girl could be kainah, just like that was the girl that was used by Chalukas Eretz Yisrael. Mashekin, if one uses a different form of girl, menolon of the dachirah should be able to be kainah. Maba Eretz Yisrael was done the form of a girl of a kalfi, v'um v'tumim, so menolon that every girl should be able to be kainah. And the third mehalach, the Rimegashes Mefarish, did like this that the Gemara asked by Kalfi of Umvetumim is because when it came to Chalukas Eretz Yisrael, they used the Kalfi Shal Kodesh. So the Rimegash being that when it came to Chalukas Eretz Yisrael, they used the Kalfi Shal Kodesh, who had been learning at the Chalukas Ha'achin. Maybe a girl is only kainah when one uses a Kalfi Shal Kodesh and it's two separate pirchas. The Gemara is asking, Ma'ab Eretz Yisrael, they used the Umvetumim, so too Achin should be daft with an Umvetumim, and therefore they should not be able to be kainah. And a second pircha, the Gemara is asking from this that by Chalukas Eretz Yisrael they use the Kalfi Shal Kodesh. Maybe it's Davka when one uses a Kalfi Shal Kodesh, then the girl can be kainah. Mashekin, when it comes to Chalukas Ha'achin, where they are not using a Kalfi Shal Kodesh, in such a case we have no makar that a girl should be able to be kainah. And L'chayu, the third pshat of the Vimagash needs a beer. What's the mila with this that they're using a Kalfi Shal Kodesh, that when they made the girl by Chalukas Eretz Yisrael, they used the Kalfi Shal Kodesh, that we should be able to use that as a pircha, that only when does the girl out of a Kalfi Shal Kodesh, in such a case the girl is able to be kainah. But if one uses a regular Kalfi, one uses a regular box to put the papers inside in order to make the girl, in such a case you have no makar that the girl should be able to be kainah. What's the chiluk in the girl, whether or not the Kalfi is a Kalfi Shal Kodesh or a Kalfi Shal Chayl? The Chazon Yecheskel is Mefarish, the Gemara's Pircha is, the Gemara is saying that a Goyvel is a Tzadet should be an Asmachta, being that each one wants to get the Chelik and he's assuming that the Goyvel will come out to give him the Chelik that he wants. It should be a Chesaron of Asmachta and Asmachta like Anya, being that there is no Gemira's Das in this that they are making a Goyvel, it should be a Chesaron that Asmachta like Anya. And on this that the Gemara is asking, maybe it's Dafka by Chalukas Eretz Yisrael, there was no Chesaron of Asmachta, being that it was b'fnei the Umvetumim, in such a case there is a Gemiras Das when the Umvetumim is being mevar, the Chedek Shal Kolechot Ve'echot, in such a case they are going Merdaitam and to be kainah, there is no Chesaron of Asmachta. Mashiach, when it comes to Chalukas Ha'achin, menolon that there is no Chesaron of Asmachta, so Mechitesi, a girl should be able to be kainah. And with this he explained, that's why in the Fila Girsa of the Adirma, there's a Pircha also from this, that by Chalukas Eretz Yisrael was done by Maimed Kol Yisrael. Being that by Chalukas Eretz Yisrael, it was done by Maimed Kol Yisrael, when it's done b'fnei a rabbin, when it's done b'fnei Kol Yisrael, in such a case, they are vadi gomer daitam to the kinyan, and in such a case, there is no chesaron that asmachta like kanya. But when nolonu by Chalukas Ha'achim, which is not being done b'fnei a rabbin, it's not being done by Maimed Kol Yisrael, in such a case, there could still be a chesaron of Gemiras Das, and there could still be a chesaron that asmachta like kanya, but nolonu that the girl should be able to be kind there. How can we learn out such a kinyan from Chalukas Eretz Yisrael over there, was done by Maimed Kol Yisrael, and therefore this vadi Gemiras Das? And with this he explains also this that the Rimegash explains the Pircha of Kalfi Vuhum Vetumim, that being that by Chalukas Eretz Yisrael was done by Kalfi Shal Kodesh, therefore over there we will say a girl is kainah, and no longer to learn at the Chalukas Ha'achin. What is the mile that it was done by Kalfi Shal Kodesh? Zokta Chazen Yecheskel, when one does the girl by Kalfi Shal Kodesh, it lends a seriousness to the girl, and therefore Kol Echot Ve'echot who's involved in this girl is Goymer Daitam, and there is no Chesaron that Asmachta like Anya. But maybe it's only when one does it by Kalfi Shal Kodesh, men nolonu to learn at the Chalukas Ha'achim, when one is using a Kalfi Shal Chil for the Goyrel, in such a case there could still be a Chesaron that they're not going to bedait them, and it should be a Chesaron that Asmachta like Anya, and that's the Gemara's Pircha. Men nolonu to learn out from Chalukas Eretz Yisrael, maybe Chalukas Eretz Yisrael was done by Kalfi Shal Kodesh, it was done by Umvetumim, it was done by Maimit Kol Yisrael, men nolonu to learn out from there to Chalukas Ha'achim, maybe by Chalukas Ha'achim there's a Chesaron that Asmachta like Anya. And with this pirush of the Rimegash of Kalfi Shal Kodesh, the Chazon Yecheskel wants to answer a kasha that Achronim ask on the Shitas HaRaivit from our Gemara. There's a machlokes rishonim. When was the Urim v'Tumim used in Chalukas Eretz Yisrael? The sheet of the Ravid and Daf Kuf Yud Zayin is they only use the Urim v'Tumim for the Chalukas Hashvatim and the Mervar, which Shevet should get which Chalik in Eretz Yisrael. Over there, they use the Kalfi v'Urim v'Tumim. They use the Urim v'Tumim as a Chalik of the Chaluka. Mashenki, when it came to the Chalukas HaMishpacha, is when each Mishpacha came and each person came, it was Neitel Chalka inside the Shevet. Over there, they did not use the Urim v'Tumim. All they used was a regular Goyul and a Kalpi, but they did not use the Urim v'Tumim to mevar which Mishpacha and Kol Echad v'Echad to be Neitel Chalka. Over there, they used only a Kalpi and not the Urim v'Tumim. And the Ramban in his Pirush Al HaTorah and Parshas Pinchas holds that they used the Urim v'Tumim even for the Bir of Chalik Kol Echad v'Echad when each Mishpacha came to be Neitel Chalka inside the Shevet. And when each Yachid v'Yachid came to be Neitel Chalka inside his Mishpacha, they also they used the Kalpi v'Urim v'Tumim, they used the Urim v'Tumim for that Chalukah also. Now, Kalparan is the Machlekes of Rishonim, whether or not they used the Urim v'Tumim for the Chalukas HaMishpachas and for the Chalukah of Kol Echad v'Echad to be Neitel Chalka. The Rambanos, they used the Urim v'Tumim for that Chalukah also, and the Ravid holds in the Ravid and Daf Kuf Yedayin knows that they did not use the Urim v'Tumim for the Chalukas HaMishpachas. In fact, the Achreinim on the Ravid from our Gemara, our Gemara says we cannot learn that from Chalukas Eretz Yisrael because Chalukas Eretz Yisrael was done by Kalfi v'Urim v'Tumim. In fact, the Achreinim on the Ravid, even though we cannot learn that from the Chalukas HaShvatim because that was done by Kalfi v'Urim v'Tumim, but why don't we learn that from the Chalukas HaMishpachos, from the Chalukah of Kol Yachid v'Yachid? Over there was no Urim v'Tumim, it was just done with the regular Kalfi, and why don't we learn that from there that the Geirul is Kainah? What's the Gemara's Kasha that we can't learn that from Chalukas Eretz Yisrael because Chalukas Eretz Yisrael was done by Kalfi v'Urim v'Tumim? Dr. Chazen Yecheskel, the feed of Pirush of the Rima Gash, that the Gemara's Pircha not only was from the Urim V'Tumim, but the Gemara is also asking from this type of Eretz Yisrael, they use the Kalfi Shal Kodesh. Then we can answer, even according to the Shita Saravid, we can't learn from the Chalukas HaMishpachos. Hagam, they did not use the Urim V'Tumim for the Chalukas HaMishpachos, but they still use the Kalfi Shal Kodesh. And we can't learn now from Chalukas Eretz Yisrael to Chalukas HaAchim, because Ma'ala Chalukas Eretz Yisrael, that they use the Kalfi Shal Kodesh. And therefore, over there, we say there is no chesaron of asmachta like Kanya. Mashenki, when it comes to Chalukas HaAchen, there could still be a chesaron of asmachta like Kanya. And therefore, the Gemara is asking that we can't learn out from Chalukas Eretz Yisrael to Chalukas HaAchen. The Dvar Avraham in Chelek Aleph and Siman Yod is Miyashiv the Ravid. And he first asks, what was the Gemara's having to learn out from Chalukas Eretz Yisrael? Menolano that by Chalukas Eretz Yisrael, there was no Kinyan. Maybe each Shevet, after they picked the Goyril, and it was Eila Chelkom to a certain Chelek in Eretz Yisrael. Maybe they had to be kind of b'chazaka, and until they were kind of b'chazaka, they could still be chayzer from the geirul. But no longer that by chalukas eretz yisrael, there was no kinyan chazaka b'chlal, and the geirul itself was kind of. Zokte dvaravel, the mekar of the gemara, that the gemara knew that when it came to chalukas eretz yisrael, the shvatim cannot be chayzer, afilu kaiden that they made a ma'aseh kinyan, is from this that Sheva Yosef, the psukim in Yeshua, being that Sheva Yosef came and complained about the chalik. They came to Yeshua and they complained that the chalik is not large enough to fit their entire shevet. And the Pesukim in Yeshua describe Yeshua's answer, what Yeshua answered to the Shevet of Bnei Yosef who came to complain that their Shevet cannot fit in the Chelek they received. Zokte Dvaravom, we don't find that Yosef, the Bnei Yosef, were able to be Chayzer from the Chelek they received. They only came to complain that this Chelek doesn't fit their Shevet and they want to know what to do for this, that they can't fit their entire Shevet in the Chelek. But we don't find that they had the ability to be chayzer from the chelik. From there, the Gemara understood from the fact that the Bnei Yosef cannot be chayzer from the geirul. By says the geirul itself is kainah afilu without making a ma'aseh kinyan. Even before the Bnei Yosef made a ma'aseh kinyan, once it was oiler the geirul b'chelkom, they cannot be chayzer from the chelik anymore. Therefore, the Bnei Yosef couldn't be chayzer from the chelik. From there, the Gemara understood that one does not have to make a ma'aseh kinyan, the geirul itself is kainah. But this is only a right to the Chalukas HaShvatim that each Shevet should get, which Chelek each Shevet should get. Over there we see that the Shvatim cannot be Chayzer, even Kaitin the Ma'aseh Kinyan, the Geirul itself is Kaina. When it comes to the Chalukas HaMishpachos, the Gemara has no Mekar that one does not have to make a Ma'aseh Kinyan, and Kaitin the Ma'aseh Kinyan, one can't be Chayzer. The mail of the Gemara is cashed only from the Chalukas HaShvatim. In fact, the Gemara, when it comes to Chalukas HaShvatim, we can't bring a riot from there to learn out the Achen Shechalku. When it comes to Chalukas HaShvatim, there was a Kalfi V'Urim V'Tumim. So I feel the Shita's arrived that there was no Urim V'Tumim when it came to Chalukas HaMishpachos. From Chalukas HaMishpachos, anyways, there is no Raya. The Kuvi, when it comes to Chalukas HaMishpachos, they have to make a Ma'aseh Kinyan. The entire Raya was from Chalukas HaShvatim, and when it comes to Chalukas HaShvatim, there was Kalfi V'Urim V'Tumim. In fact, the Gemara Menolim to learn out from Chalukas Eretz Yisrael, to learn to Chalukas HaAchin, maybe Chalukas Eretz Yisrael is Dafka, because it was done with Kalfi V'Urim V'Tumim, therefore it creates a Ma'aseh Kinyan. Ma'ashenki, when it comes to Chalukas HaAchin, one has to make a Ma'aseh Kinyan in order to be Gomer the Chalukas HaAchin. Reb Chaim and Hilchos Shcheinim has another mahalach to explain the Shakavatayah of the Gemara. What the Gemara is asking from this, the Chalukas Eretz Yisrael was done with Kalfi Vum, with Tumim, and another Tulunah from Chalukas Achin. And Reb Chaim first asks, we mentioned earlier there's a Shail in the Vishayim, what's the Girsa in the Gemara's Teretz? Omer Rashi, Bahua no, the Kotzaisi la Dodi, Gomru Makni la Dodi. Some Vishayim have the Girsa of Omer Rashi. The Gemara is not being chosen from the limit from Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara is only answering the question. We asked, how can we learn it from Chalukas Eretz Yisrael? Chalukas Eretz Yisrael, Madom, Bekalfi, Vum, Vitumim. To this, the Gemara is answering that, Bahi, Ano, Dekotzaisi, Ladodi, Gamri, Makni, Adodi. And some Mishayim have the gears of Ela, Omer, Ravashi. The Ravashi is being chosen. We're not learning out from Chalukas Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara is being a new reason why the Goyul is Koine. Bahi, Ano, Dekotzaisi, Adodi, is Gamri, Umakni, Adodi. So, to have Chaim, the Fidu, Mishayim, that our Goyul is Ela, we can understand what the Gemara is answering. The Gemara is saying the Goyul is able to be Koine, being that there's Vahiyah no, the Katsaisi Adodi, the Gomu Makni Adodi, and therefore the Goyul is Koine. But according to the Rishayim that aren't Goyul Elon, the Gemara is answering that we could still learn from Chalukas Eretz Yisrael. How is the Gemara answering the question? We asked, how is it that we could learn from Chalukas Eretz Yisrael? By Chalukas Eretz Yisrael was done by Kalpi Vulum Vitumim. And to that, the Gemara is answering, being that by Chalukas Achin, Vahiyah no, the Katsaisi Adodi, the Gomu Makni Adodi. How does that answer the question that we can learn from Chalukas Eretz Yisrael? Because Chalukas Eretz Yisrael was done by Kalfi Vum Vitumim. Reb Chaim explains that when it came to Chalukas Eretz Yisrael, it was done by Goyvon, it was done by Vitumim. And each one played a role, a separate chelik in the Chalukas Eretz Yisrael. The Vitumim was mevar, the chelik shall call Shevet, v'Shevet, v'shal kol Echot, v'Echot. The Vitumim was mevar, had a divide up Eretz Yisrael, but it wasn't yet enigma as a kinyan, this that each one should go take his chelik, that they no longer own Eretz Yisrael together. I day the Goyul was Goymer, the Chalukah that was done. I day the Vitum. The Vitum was Mevar, who should get which Chalik, and the Goyul was, the Goyul is Goymer that Chalukah and creates it into a Maisa Kinyan. That Mamela now the Shvatim are Mukhulaka Me'adadi, and they no longer own Eretz Yisrael together. But it comes out there was two parts to the Chalukah of Eretz Yisrael, how they were Goymer the Chalukah. The Vitum was Mevar, which Shevet should get which Chalik, and which Kol Yachid V'Yachid, which Chalik he should get. And the Goyul was Goymer that Chaluk and created into a Maisa Kinyan that each Shevet came and took its Chelik, that they are no longer own Eretz Yisrael together, they are now Mechuluk Me'a Adodi. So, to Reb Chaim, that's the Pirush in the Gemara's Kasha. In fact, the Gemara, how can we learn from Chalukas Eretz Yisrael to a case of Achin? By Achin, all there is a Goyul. So, being that there's only a Goyul, how can we learn that a Goyul by itself can be Mevar, the Chelik shall call Echad V'Echad, and also be the Maisa Kinyan? We can learn out from Chalukas Eretz Yisrael. Chalukas Eretz Yisrael was done not only with the Vitumim, it was done by Kalfi Vitumim, it was done in two parts. The Vitumim was Mevar the Chelik, and the Goyul came and was Goymer this, that the Vitumim was Mevar the Chelik. But no longer that a Goyul itself should be able to be Kaina. And to this, the Gemara is answering, Om Ravashi, Bahi Ano, the Katsaisi Adodi, the Gomu Makni Adodi. The Bira Chalokim is done with this, that they are Tzaisi Adodi, being that there's a Ano, that they're Tzaisi Adodi, that they're listening to each other. With that, I know the Gomru Makni Adodi, they don't need two Chalokim in order to create the Kinyan. They don't need a Vitumim and a Goyul, being that they have a Hi Ano, that the Tzaisi Adodi, the Gomru Makni Adodi, that's Bimkoim the Vitumim, that creates the Bira Chalokim, that which shape, which Ach is ready to get which Chalik. And through this, that the Goyul is Goymer, the Chalukah, the Bira that was made, I day, the Hi Ano, the Kagami, the Katsaisi Adodi, the Gomru Makni Adodi. Remember, we have two Chalokim to the Kinyan, just like Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara is chosen that we could learn that from Eretz Yisrael, we could learn that from Chalukas Eretz Yisrael, that the Goyul is Koine, just like Eretz Yisrael, they had Vitumim and a Kalfi, they had Vitumim and a Goyul. Who would do when it comes to Chalukas Achim? We also have two Chalukim, we have the Hi Ano, the Katsaisi Adodi, the Gomru Makni Adodi, and we also have the Goyul, which is Goymer the Kinyan, the Melo. We could learn that the Chalukas Achim from Chalukas Eretz Yisrael, that a Goyul can be Koine. On the etzim teretz of Rashi, Bahi Ano Dikotzaisi La Adodi, Gomri Umakni Adodi, that with this Ano that they're listening to each other, the Gomri Umakni Adodi. L'chori Yesh La'ayin, where's the Maisa Kinyan? What kind of Kinyan is this? That Bahi Ano that the Tzaisi Adodi, that should be able to create the Kinyan, should be Gomri Umakni Adodi. The Ritva in our sugya is Mefarish, this that the Gemara enters, Bahi Ano, Dr. Ritva, the Ano is like Kesef. Being that they're giving each other a no, they're giving each other a shava kesef, and by karkois kesef is koine. Zokti betvom, memelo, the goyul would only be mehani when one is dividing up karkois, being that kesef is koine by karkois, and a no is like kesef, therefore by here a no they could be koine with the kinyan kesef, that's the kinyan they are using to be chelik the karka, to be koine the karka from each other. And the Ritva is Messiah b'shem the Rasham Shapira Shekinadin be metaltlin this halacha of Rav Ashi is true and metaltlin also by here and no nami choshev kilu moshach. So the Ritva he brings b'shem the Rasham that would then by metaltlin by here and no it's choshev kilu moshach. The Ano is nechshev mechila lechay that the divrei Ritva atzarechian. How could Ano be considered the kinyan of Meshicha? But Zakhtar Ritva by here and no nami is choshev kilu moshach and therefore would then by metaltlin also it's behani the girl be makam emaisa kinyan. There is a Yehudik at Taisus and Becherus and Afyat Chesam at Beis. Taisus is being Mefarish, one who's Mafkid Tzayne Eitzel Araya, and the Araya is being Raya the Tzayne of a different Balabayis, Pechatzeri Shal Balabayis. And the Gemara has a need in whether or not the Kavona and Das of the Balabayis was to be Makne or Mokum in the Chotzer to the Araya or not. So Taisus Agam, there was no Maisa Kinyan. As long as they have das to be makna mokam bachatzeri to the roi, even though they did not do a maize kinyan, zaktoisis afil bloy kinyan, korkoni de gomu meshabe nafshe. Zaktoisis afil without a maize kinyan, he is koina because he is gomu meshabe nafshe, and therefore one can be makna to somebody else, even without a maize kinyan, as long as he is gomu meshabe nafshe. And the reshash on that toisis is mitzai in many places we find throughout Shas. There are times that Chazal saw that there's a Gemiras Das a few without a Maisa Kinyan, and in such a case one can be kind without a Maisa Kinyan. And the Rishash is Mitzayin to our Gemara, we find in our Gemara, by Yahanod the Katsaisi Ahadodi, the Gomer Makni Ahadodi. It's before that a few without a Maisa Kinyan Bechlal, there is no Maisa Kinyan being done, being that there's a Gemiras Das being created, by Yahanod the Katsaisi Ahadodi, they are Gomer Daitim and Makni Ahadodi. If b'makan that there is gemiras das, one does not need a ma'aseh kinyan. One can be makna afilu without a ma'aseh kinyan. Also, as long as there is a gemiras das being made, and the pirush of this is because the ikar of every ma'aseh kinyan is in order to create a gemiras das. The ikar of what's makna one chayfetz from a chayfetz of Reuven to Shimon, aidei the ma'aseh kinyan is this that the gomar bedaitan to makna the chayfetz to each other. So in the middle, there are times where one does not need a Maisa Kinyan to create the Gemiras Das. If one has the Gemiras Das, I feel without a Maisa Kinyan. In such a case, one can be kind and be Makna, I feel without a Maisa Kinyan. In Skedaitim, Mitzayim, the Chazanish, and Chosha Mishpun, Simon Chavbeis, brings from the Ksavim of his father. And Teicha Ksavim, being Klal Godel, Yir Lecho B'Kinyanim, Zok the Chazanish's father, to Ikra Kinyan, Usha Yigma, Baliba, Lahaknes, Adava, Lachaveri. The ikar of every ma'aseh kinyan is that he should be gama b'libay to be makna the chayfetz la'chaveri, and chaveri should be yismech daitei olav, and zogt meila, zogt the chazanish's father, yesh dvorim shekimu l'chazal shebediba ba'almo goyme b'libay la'aknes la'chaveri. There are things that it was kimu l'chazal that afilu b'dima ba'almo, they could be goyme b'libay to be makna the chaveri, and one does not need a ma'aseh kinyan. And l'chayu, that's the pirush also in our sugya. This that our Gemara says, "Vahi anod the katzaisi adodi the gomer makni adodi agam." There is no ma'aseh kinyan. There were things that was kimlu lachazal. It is a gemiras das afil adam ma'aseh kinyan. And in such cases, one does not need a ma'aseh kinyan. And therefore, the Gemara is saying the gerul can be koina agam. They did not make a ma'aseh kinyan, being that there's anod the katzaisi adodi the gomer makni adodi with adam ma'aseh kinyan. So maybe the kinyan can be created with adam ma'aseh, but diba ba'almo with the gemiras das, the kinyan can be created. Al Kopanim, we are saying over two Purushim from Mefarish to Gemara's Teretz. The Ritva is Mefarish that it's a Kinyan Kesef. Hano is like Kesef, and the Kinyan being made, the Maisa Kinyan is the Kinyan of Kesef. It brings B'Shem to Hashem that Hodin by Matatl, and also there's a Kinyan Meshicha, and we said it's Sarachian with what is a Hiyah not considered a Kinyan of Meshicha. Then we said over the Taisis and Becheris and Dafyat Chesam, and base Taisis is Mefarish that it's Shaykh to have a Kinyan Afi with Adam Maisa Kinyan as long as it's a Gemir's Das. Without a Maisa Kinyan, also a Kinyan can be created, and the Rishash is Mitzayin our Gemara, and we mefarish this with the Chazanish and Simon Chav Beis. The Chazanish has a Klal Godel b'Kinyanim. The Ikar of the Kinyan is the Gemiras Das, and the Maisa Kinyan is only to create the Gemiras Das. The Mele, there are times that Chazal saw there was a Gemiras Das without a Maisa Kinyan, and they said in such a case one does not need a Maisa Kinyan in order to be kinder. I feel with a deeper Ba'almo, as long as there's a Gemiras Das, one can be kinder without a Maisa Kinyan. The Gemara then brings a machlokes Rav and Shmuel itmar shnei achin shecholku, two brothers divided up to Yerusha ubala and ach Medina Sayam. Then a third brother came from Medina Sayam. Rav says bata machlokes, they have to be divided up evenly amongst all three brothers, and the original chalukah is bato. And Shmuel holds mekamtsin, the original chalukah is now bottle is mekamtsin. The Rashbam is mefarishita Shmuel. When Shmuel says mekamtsin, each of the two brothers that were part of the original chalukah, they take off of a chelik of what they received and they give it to the third brother. And this way there'll be three even parts. The three brothers will now be split up evenly. And the Gemara continues, for the Gemara and Rav, this that Rav says, Batal machlekes, Alma, we say, Hadar Dina, and the machlekes is Batal. El meyatefek the gemara hani beit losa de kaimi ve'ozel beit shemi nayu upolig. If you have three shutfin and two of the three shutfin go and divide it up, not in front of the third shutif, hachanami the batal machlekes. Are we going to say, being that the third shutif was not there, which we batal machlekes, to Ashbam is mefarish, we are coming from a gemara in Bav Metzia, that shutfin can force a chaluk and afilu shalay bifnei the shutif ha'asheni, they can be chaluk up the shutfis. So being that we find the halacha is shutfin can be chaluk shalay bifnei ha'shutif ha'shlishi, imkain the two shutfin could be chaluk what they have together, b'shutfis without the third shutif bal karchai, who would be my achim, we should say the same halacha, that the two achim could be chaluk the Yerusha without the third brother. Why is it the Rav says batla machlekes? And the Gemara answers, achiyashta, that it's ain't a daimit to the case of two shutfin being chaluk shalay bifnei the third shutif. By the case of the two shutfin, they are splitting them into three, they're just doing the chalukah shalay bifnei the third shutif. In such a case, shutfin do not have to be bifnei or the shutfin in order to force the chalukah. They can be chaluk bal karchay of the third shutif and afilu shalay bifnei the third shutif. But b'shashta made the gairil, the third shutif had an equal chaluk of the gairil. The gairil was giving him an equal chance to get any chaluk of the karka of the shutfis. By the case of the Shneachim Shechalku, being that the third brother wasn't Bechlal the Goyril at all. When they did the original Goyril, they only made the Goyril for two people. They didn't include the third brother. Memelet's Batla Machlekes, the third brother, has the right to be Teiveya, that he wishes to be a Chaluk of the Goyril. And therefore the Chalukah is Batla. Wasn't done correctly. It was only done between two brothers. Taisus is Matmiya on the Shita Ser Ashbam. This that the Ashbam is Mefarish Shita Shmuel. That we say Mekamtsin, the chalukah remains, the original chalukah remains, and each of the brothers that received the original chalukah take off a part and give it to the third brother, kidei to divide into three equal parts. Fektais is lomer yigara the third ach. Why doesn't the third ach have a right to be tever that he wishes to get a gairil, to have a gairil decide which chedek in the karka he should get? Why is it that only the two brothers get a right to the gairil and the third brother only gets whatever the two brothers want to give him from their chedek? L'chayiv, the third brother, has a right to be tevei. A goy will have an equal chelik with the other two brothers. They should redo the chalukah again because he has a right to be tevei to be a chelik of the goy. The Ramban is miyashiv the shitas of Ashbam that there is a halacha of kamdina. Once the psak was made, we give the halacha of kamdina afilu if it comes to hefsid of somebody else. So the Ramban made it being that the brothers divided up not knowing there's a third brother. And these two the brothers made a goy to be chelik to karkoish. There's a halacha of kamdina that this chalukah should remain. So Agam, that it's Mafsid, the third brother, that now he loses his right to a Goyril, being that he's getting an equal Chalek, we say Kamdina, and the original Chalukah remains, the Psak remains, and we do not want to be Eker, the Psak of the original Chalukah, and therefore with the Halach of Kamdina, the third brother loses out, and therefore he loses his right to be Tevea, that he should be a Chalek of the Goyril, and each one of the two original brothers give him a Chalek of their Karka, that there should be three equal parts, and it shouldn't have become Nifsat in how much Karka he's receiving. Agam is losing his chus to have a girl to decide which chelik of the karka he should get, but being that he's receiving an equal chelik of the karka, we say that Allah is kamdina and the third brother cannot be tevei his chus to a girl. Machmas is kasha under Ashbam, Taisis is chelik under Ashbam, and Taisis is mefarish. This that Shmuel says Mekamten is discussing a case where they were being dividing up three sodas, and the two brothers made a girl, each one received one soda, and the third soda they divide into two parts, each brother taking half the soda. Now when the third brother comes, Okchmul Mekamtsim, we try to be Mekayim, the original Goyril, as much as possible. Agam, the third brother, has a right to be Teveya, to redo the Goyril. He should also have a Chelik to get a Chelik Aide, the Goyril. But we try to be Mekayim, the original Goyril, as much as possible. And Zoktoisvis, if they come make the second Goyril now, and the third brother's Chelik is Neifel, in that he receives the Karka that was split amongst the original two brothers. The Karka that was divided into two is Neifel Bechelke of the third brother. In such a case, we give that karka to the third brother and the original two brothers. Each one keeps the karka from the original goyril. They cannot be chosen from the original goyril. The original goyril is kayim. So, Toysis Huadin, if the goyril of the third brother comes out to the sada, which one of the two brothers, the original brothers, received the full sada. So that sada now goes to the third brother. And we are left with the second brother is in his karka. And there's also the karka that was divided evenly amongst these the original two brothers. So Taisus, the halacha is, we keep the karka that was divided evenly, that remains divided between the two brothers, we keep that chalukah kayim, and the sada that belonged to the second brother, we now divide into two, we give it one half to the first brother, and one half to the second brother. But al-kapanim, according to Taisus, we try to be mekayim the girl as much as possible, as long as it's not being misnaget to the schus that the third brother has to be teveya, that he wishes to be a chelik of the girl. Once he receives his chelik, after that we are mekayim the girl as much as possible. And so Tosis, the Gemara's kasha was, fact the Gemara by Shutfin, the same halacha is true, fact the Gemara and Rav, why do we say batla machlekes lechayv, just like we find by Shutfin, the halacha is that we see that if a third Shutf comes in and he wasn't a chelik of the original Geiril, we give him his chelik, and after we are mekayim the original Geiril, who didn't, there should be the halacha by Achin also. And it's more of a doichik, the Gemara's kasha according to Tosis, than is according to the Rashbam. According to the Rashbam, the Gemara is asking from often the Gemara that the Gemara in Bab Metzia that Shutfin can be chaylik zeh shalei b'fnei zeh. They can be chaylik bal karchesh of the second Shutif and shalei b'fnei the second Shutif. Memela, according to the Rashbam, the Gemara is asking mikoyach ha'alocha psuk in Bab Metzia. Mashekin, according to Tosfos, the Gemara has no raya and no mekar that by Shutfin is such a halacha that we try to be mekayim the original girl once the third Shutif gets his chaylik. The Gemara is asking from a svar that the Gemara knows this halacha is true. It's meisim b'chol yom. The Gemara knows this halacha is true, and therefore the Gemara is asking me koyach this halacha of shutfin that would in the same halacha should be true by achin. But the Gemara is not asking from a halacha psuka from a Gemara somewhere else that we know this halacha is true. The Gemara is asking from a svar or from meisim b'chol yom. In fact, the Gemara, if it's true by shutfin, it should also be true by achin. There is a third mahalach in the Rishonim similar to shita sa'atayisvus to be megashes mefarish the shita of Shmuel of Mekamtzin. So to be Megash, if the third brother comes and he's masking not to take a chelik in the Geirul, he's masking that each one of the brothers should give him a chelik of his karka, and he's happy with the karka received, in such a case we don't say batla machlekes, we say the original chalukah is kayim. If the third brother is being teiver that he wishes to redo the chalukah again, then avadi have to redo the Geirul again, meaning that he wasn't bechlal the original Geirul. So to be Megash, but if the third brother is not being teiver his chelik, if the third brother is happy with this, that the other two brothers, each one gives them a chelik of the original karka that they received from the original chalukah, in such a case the original geirul is kayim, and that's the shita of Shmuel of Mekamtzin. And Rav holds afilu in such a case also it's batla machlekes, being the geirul wasn't done in the correct oifen, it wasn't done including all three brothers, the entire geirul is batla, and even the original two achen also have right to be teveh that the chalukah should be batla, being that the geirul wasn't done in the correct oifen. Akoponim, we have three shittas to mefarish. This that Shmuel says mekamtzin, the Rashbam is mefarish. It's a halacha of komdina. Once the original chalukah was done, it was gepaskined which achin should get which chelik in the Yerusha. When the third brother comes, we say komdina, the original chalukah is kayim, and each brother has to give a little bit of karka to the third brother in order to make three even chalukim. But the third brother loses his chus to be teveh to be a chelik of the gairo. And Tosfos says that shita at Shmuel does not mean to be mafsid the third brother his chus to be teveh the geiril. Zog Tosfos, the third brother gets his chus to have a geiril, but if after the geiril we try to be mekayim the original chaluk as much as possible, and if the third brother was nafal chelke to take the sada that was divided into two, then each of the original two brothers keeps the original chelik, and we try to keep the original chaluk kayim. And we said there's a similar malach from the Rebbe Megash, if the third brother is not makbid, in such a case, the original chalukah is kaim, and the first two brothers do not have a right to be teveh to mevatel the original chalukah. My shekin raveled bata machlekes, being that the original chalukah wasn't done correctly. Even the original two brothers could also be teveh to mevatel the chalukah because it was a girl that was done shalekedin.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.